I hear rumors that several of our single women were holding out for his return. Well, ladies, that's what happens when you wait. We have plenty of cowboys, so you have no excuse. Actually, Colton has been gone so long that some of us forgot what he looked like. We've heard stories of all his bravery overseas. Yes, we have. But it seems he is done with all that, and back in Stone Ridge, ready to be a cowboy again. Good for him. We have no idea what to make of Jennifer so far, except that she's as nice as could be. However, I can't help feeling there's something special going on out at the Henderson Ranch, and I'm not just talking about Bonnie Lee's nuptials. Colton and his fiancée are rarely seen apart. Whenever she comes into town, wouldn't you know, Colton is right behind her. He even tried to attend the ceremony for the gifting of the marriage quilt, an annual Ladies of Sorrow Stone Ridge tradition. Why, men are absolutely forbidden. We made him stand outside, and he did, like a sentry. We can't discuss the men of Stone Ridge with one of them in our midst. Honestly, love is one thing, but he acts like more of a, well, for lack of a better word, I'd say bodyguard. Why on earth he feels he must protect his fiancée in Stone Ridge is beyond me. This is the place where all our men look out for the few women we have. Nothing will ever happen to her on our watch. Either way, we're sure glad Colton is back. And he was kind enough to bring his woman with him. Beulah Hayes, President of Sorrow, Society of Reasonable, Respectable, Orderly Women, and Keeper of the Men of Stone Ridge Bible, 10th edition. Chapter 1. Colton Henderson closed his laptop and surveyed his dreary motel room. Double twin beds, coffee maker with horrible coffee, desk. Nothing special, but this was a quick stop. One night, and he'd finally be on his way to Texas. Just when he thought he'd completed his last mission for the U.S. Army Special Forces, tonight he had a meeting with an old friend and former mentor, and had already been informed a big ask would be forthcoming. The whole cloak and dagger feel had him wondering what would come next. No phone calls discussing the subject were allowed, as if interceptions were suspected. They were to meet in person, and there would be an exchange, should Colton agree. Many soldiers eased into civilian life by taking dangerous, high-paying work all over the world. But Colton hadn't done anything like this. He understood he could make a lot of money, but he wasn't interested. Trouble, of any kind, was behind him. Unfortunately, no matter what would be asked of Colton, it would have to fit around Sean and Bonnie Lee's wedding. He just emailed his brother tonight to let him know he would be there, and there was no way he would miss it. Colton had been gone too long from his small town, and even if he wondered whether he'd still recognize Henderson Grange, he remembered his ranch. Hill Country was a postcard that lived in his mind. Large stretches of flat land with the occasional hills dotting the landscape, filled with wildflowers and tall grass. Lupin Lake, where he and his brothers had learned to swim. The longhorns, cattle, and fields were waiting for him. His brothers were waiting for him. It was past time to go home. Even so, he'd agreed to this meeting out of respect for the man who'd asked. The Smoky Casino in Winnemucca, Nevada was pretty much what he'd expected of the small mining town between Utah and California. He found Horace Walker waiting for him at a red vinyl booth with a formica-covered table in the restaurant tucked near the back, past the gambling tables and slot machines. Even out of uniform, even in his own country, now officially a civilian, Colton hesitated a second before he sat. This was still a whole new world he'd entered, one in which he didn't always need to have his guard up. There were fewer rules, less violence, less breaches of decorum. It would take some time getting used to all this.
At ease,
said his former superior, as though he understood Colton's dilemma far too well. Colton took a seat across from him, and when the waitress came by, he ordered a coffee.
Are you getting settled?
Horace asked. Polite conversation, and Colton recognized it. He just wasn't accustomed to this new world. He wanted orders, the request, so he could get